developed background, those and vice versa, or those from more intellectual will criticize both just the unthinking common person or the sophisticated person who's only interested in their facility, their position. So both of these, I mean, all of this, the point is that they're all discussing position. Just like the atheist. There's no such thing, there's no word for a person who doesn't believe in God. It's not collected, it means he doesn't believe in God. There's not a separate term. We understand? Like, you know, you have a rock, you have a table. They don't have any connection. But you have a theist and you have an atheist. Does that make sense? So the point is that everybody may be discussing it in a favorable light or unfavorable. The point is they're still discussing position. And even if they discuss that the other one is not good, what they're trying to say is theirs is better. My position, I mean, means others are worried about their position, their fame, their power, their influence, their wealth. But I'm not like that. I just, you know, live life as it is. But what they're defining is their own position. It's just another position. So the point is that position has meaning. Why? Because that's what tattva means. Tattva means what is the position of something? What is its definition? How does it relate to other things? So the position of God has meaning, and that position has a flavor. But to expand that flavor, then the Lord expands himself. So that's the point, is that position always has a taste, but it has more taste when there's interaction. And depending upon the quality of the interaction, then the quality of the taste increases. So that position is Krishna. Sat means position. Eternality means the place of position. So the relationship is based on the position. If you don't know what your position is, how do you relate to someone? Right? Your position up here, someone else is downstairs. How do you relate? You don't. You're both up here, you're both down there. Then you can relate. The position defines the relationship. So Krishna's position then defines relationship and also includes taste. Now, one could say the position itself has nothing, but then you're saying that the Lord and his energies are separate, different. But we don't have a problem with that. So that means the position does have a taste, because that taste is the energy. Right? The ability to accomplish something, get something done, to experience something, that's the energy. So, therefore, one cannot separate the Lord and his energies. We may try, just like we try to say, well, there's the material world, and then there's the spiritual, and so this is all bad, and that's all good. But someone who actually has an understanding knows that there's a non-difference. It's still the kingdom of God, inferior manifestation, so naturally it doesn't work as nicely. But still, God is just as much here as there, in position. In taste, yes, there's a difference. Why? Because the taste then means it's superior. Krishna says he's superior qualities. The inferior qualities are simply the lack of superior qualities. They again, still don't have a separate existence. We try to create a separate existence. Someone's bad, so therefore, They deserve punishment. They deserve this. They deserve that. So many things are there. This is good. This is nice. I like this. I don't like that. But we're still distinguishing between the position and the potency that that position holds. We try to separate them, but you never can. So, but there's the element, is one acting within that relationship, right? Or one is simply occupying the position. So now, Atmarama means one is simply occupying the position. Krishna's God. But what does God mean if there's no creation? He is the source of everything. Omnipresent, omnipotent. Omnipresent of what? Omnipotent of what? His creation. So when the creation is expanded, then that position becomes dynamic. Then that taste is there, that interactiveness is there. So, therefore, when Krishna expands, that's when rasa, or taste, is to be perceived. Right? But, as we see, it's based on relationship, based on the position. So, that makes a dynamic between the form and the experience of the form, which gives rise to the so now this complete form of Godhead, then that means where all aspects of Krishna, of his nature, can be manifest. So, to do that, then we see, how you say it? This requires some purity, of course, but more is affection. Because unlike what we would think it would unfold as, the greater the manifestation, the greater the position of Godhead. But the point is the unlimited qualities means the scope of affection is much broader. If God is great, He is the creator.